From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. News reports say the Obama administration is about to order sharp pay cuts for executives at companies that have received the most in taxpayer bailouts. Some financial firms, such as the insurance giant AIG, have been again paying large bonuses. It is said those payouts would be cut by as much as 90% at the seven companies, including AIG, Citigroup, GM, and Chrysler, that have received the largest bailouts. Salaries themselves would not be cut, but the limits on bonuses and other payments would cut total compensation markedly. In what Republicans called Congress's first major vote on health care legislation, a measure to eliminate pay cuts for Medicare doctors was voted down in the Senate. 13 Democrats joined every Republican in voting to keep the pay cuts. If they had been blocked, nearly $250 billion would have been added to the federal deficit. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Every year, Congress votes to waive scheduled pay cuts for Medicare doctors. But this year, Democrats wanted to do the so-called doctor fix to cover the next decade. Doing so, they hoped, would keep the costly measure out of the larger health care overhaul they're considering and lock in support from the American Medical Association. But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pointed out the bill was not paid for.
Let me remind everybody we're in very dangerous territory. I'm going to vote against this deficit-expanding bill because enough is enough.
That prompted a swipe at the GOP from Majority Leader Harry Reid.
It's really too bad that suddenly they've gotten religion. They never worried in the past about all these tax cuts being paid for. They never worried about the drug manufacturers getting all this free stuff they got.
But in a reflection of growing anxiety about deficits, 13 Democrats also voted to block the doctor fix. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The defense chiefs of the U.S. and South Korea met today in Seoul to discuss security in Northeast Asia. From Seoul, Dwali Zaikautau reports.
Following hours of discussion, Defense Secretary Robert Gates and his South Korean counterpart Kim Tae-ung told reporters that North Korea remains a grave threat to peace and stability, not only in the region, but also for the international community. Seoul's Defense Minister Kim speaking through a translator.
The Secretary and I have both recognized that despite chronic economic hardship, North Korea has continuously increased its nuclear, missile, and conventional forces, and that North Korea's military threat remains unchanged.
Secretary Gates said the United States will provide extended deterrence for the Republic of Korea, including the nuclear umbrella, conventional forces, and missile defense capabilities. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Stock prices fell in Asia today, even as China reported its economy grew at a nearly 9% annual rate in the third quarter. In the U.S., stock prices lost ground yesterday. This is NPR News. Microsoft has released its latest operating system, Windows 7. The software is considered crucial to the company's success, and it's already garnered some positive feedback. Jason Lopez reports.
Microsoft's previous operating system, Vista, failed to be the smash hit the world's biggest software maker had aimed for. That was 3 years ago. Some industry observers say the stakes are even higher this time for Windows 7, partly because of the need to maintain relevance in the marketplace, but also because of the changing nature of software itself. With the growing popularity of lightweight netbook computers, the iPhone, and cloud computing, some analysts doubt the future of large operating systems that act as a software version of a Swiss Army knife. But for now, Windows 7 has received favorable reviews from users and the technology press. Many consumers and businesses did not switch to Vista and are expected to refresh with new computers and Microsoft's new operating system. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in Portland, Oregon.
Internet auction site eBay says its third quarter profit fell 29% even with rising revenue. It says more individuals and businesses are using its PayPal service to make payments online, but revenue at the company's core online marketplace business dropped 1%. The Philadelphia Phillies will get to defend their title as World Series champs. They beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 10-4 last night, wrapping up the National League playoffs 4-1. The Phillies will face either the American League New York Yankees or Los Angeles Angels in the series. The Yankees currently lead the Angels in their playoff, which continues tonight in Anaheim. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.